God bless you. God bless you. God bless, 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 bless. God bless even you. Welcome, 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 one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you settle in and hear what the Lord has to say to your spirit, man. It will transform your entire life. Grateful to God that He has spared us yet another time, given us yet another opportunity to be able to hear from Him and hear from His Word. Let us pray. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you, O God. God, we thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to be in this thing called life. Thank you, O God, because someone from last night to this morning did not make it. But God, you spared us. You've kept us. Not because we're so wonderful, not because we're so great, but you spared us, you kept us, because it was simply a part of your plan. Nothing that we could have done that could have caused you to keep us, nothing we could have done to cause you to change your mind if it was your plan for us to go away, nothing we could have done to earn ourselves another moment. But God, I am grateful that you kept us. I'm grateful that you spared us. I'm grateful that you protected us. I'm grateful that you provide for us. I'm grateful, God, that we are still here to tell the story. Just grateful. God, we thank you. Thank you for these who have taken up their time on this morning to hear what the Lord would have to say to them. Thank you, God, that you've kept them. Thank you, God, that you spared them. Thank you, God, that you have covered them. Thank you, God, that you have provided for them. Thank you, God. God, we're not going to be just selfish and just thank you for ourselves. But God, I thank you for others. I thank you, God, because it could have been another way. I thank you, God, because you could have decided that it's time for them then their life to end. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, not if they're struggling and I thank you that they're still here. Not if they're in pain and I thank you that they're still here. But God, this gives another opportunity for you to show yourself mighty in their lives. Gives another opportunity for you to show yourself miraculous in their lives. Matter of fact, it reminds them, God, that if they're still here, God, that you still have your mind on them. That you're still are providing for them, that you still are ready to show them forth a miracle in addition to the miracle of themselves. God, because we realize that we are all a miracle. God, as we jump into your word this morning, God, speak to us. God, open up our ears. God, wake up our sleepiness. God, that we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are speaking to us. God, that we will not be able to deny that you are speaking to us. God, that we will not be able to shirk it off and say, okay, must be talking to somebody else. But God, we will know flat-footed that you are speaking to us. God, we bless you today. God, we glorify you. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I'm grateful, grateful, grateful today that we've been allowed to assemble once more to hear what the Lord would have to say. On this morning, our travels take us to Colossians, the third chapter. Colossians, the third chapter. We'll go to the 15th verse, familiar passage of scripture. I will read it from several different versions for your hearing. Colossians, the third chapter, starting at the 15th verse. Just three verses. Starting in the New American Standard Bible, it reads, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Let's read that from the Amplified Bible. Again, Colossians 3, starting at verse 15, the Amplified Bible reads as follows, "And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule, act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state, to which as members of Christ's one body, you were also called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Let the word spoken by Christ, the Messiah, have its home in your hearts and minds and dwell in you in all its richness as you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight and intelligence and wisdom in spiritual things, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to God with his grace in your heart. And whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon his person, giving praise to God the Father through him." Excuse me. Let's go to the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation reads like this: "Let your heart always be guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of his one body, and always be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom. Apply the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the psalms, and with festive praises, and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your hearts. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and bring your constant praise to God the Father because of what Christ has done for you." And we're going to stop right there. The word of the Lord is truly blessed on this morning. I want to talk about the greatness of gratitude. The greatness of gratitude. Question: are you a truly thankful person? Are you really thankful? Are you only thankful when things are going your way? See, a truly thankful person is thankful in spite of the circumstances. A truly thankful person is thankful even when things are not the best. A truly thankful person can be thankful regardless of the challenges that we face. And let's just be honest, we all have plenty of challenges, don't we? It's not just you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You. It's not just you with the challenges. We all have challenges. But in spite of that, you all, there are so many things that all of us who say we are believers, if you say it with your mouth, you ought to be able to live it in your heart. There's so many things that all of us who say we're believers, who say we follow God, can and should thank God for. You might not realize it, but gratitude is a constant theme, a constant thread through the Word of God. It is mentioned over 150 times, but it's commanded over 33 times. Commanded, meaning it's what you should do. Matter of fact, command means it's what you must do. This particular passage is three verses long, and each one of those verses tell us something different about gratitude. First thing it tells us in verse 15 is that gratitude is a choice. Gratitude is a choice. Remember, the end of that verse says, and be thankful. It literally means become thankful. Gratitude is a choice. We can't always control our circumstances, but we can always, always control how we respond to them. No matter how our situation is, what our situation is, how bad we think our situation is, there is always something to rejoice in. You don't know my situation, pastor, apostle, sister. You don't know my problem. I don't. But I do know where the apostle Paul was when he wrote this letter to the church in Colossia. He was in jail. Did you hear that? He was in jail. But he still talked about being thankful, becoming thankful. Even in the worst circumstances, we can be thankful that God has not left us, and that if we are true believers, if we seek God through Christ, we will, at the end of this life, be with him always. But you all, we may not have everything that we want, but truthfully, we've got more than we realize. Get you a couple of things right quick. If you own just one Bible, you're blessed, since one-third of the Bible, it's one-third of the world does not have access to just one Bible. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are blessed, since there's going to be a million people this week that won't survive to next week. If you've got food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, yes, even your pajamas, a roof over your head and a place to sleep, you're richer than three-fourths of the world. Sometimes in order to be grateful, you got to adjust how you look at your circumstances. Not only is gratitude a choice, but gratitude comes from God's word. That's what verse 16 says. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And it ends by saying, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. You all, it means that as we study God's word, we should see things more like God sees them. And we recognize that his grace, there's that word again. We've been talking about it for the last month. His grace, we'll be able to see it in all things, and we won't be able to help but be grateful. The more we study his word, the more we recognize how in control God is of our lives. You all, he loves us. He's got an amazing plan for us. And he promises to use every circumstance for the good. That's what Romans 8:28 tells us. Not to make us feel good, but for the good. So not only is gratitude a choice, not only does it come from his word, but the third thing is, you all, gratitude is worship to God. That's what verse 17 says. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. We worship God when we face every one of our situations with gratitude. We do. Giving thanks That's what gratitude is. You all, unbelievers are the ones that should have an ungrateful heart, or not should have one, but that's what they have. They have an ungrateful heart towards God. They may thank other people, but they won't thank God. But the believers, those of us who say we know God, we should always have gratitude towards God. So I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you a thankful person? Because there is a greatness of gratitude. And because it is, we should forever be grateful, and gratitude should be flowing out of our hearts. Let's pray. God, we bless you on today, and we thank you for reminding us that there is a greatness in gratitude. God, in every circumstance that we're dealing with, every challenge, God, help us to be able to find something to thank you for, because it's not just an option. It's not just a suggestion. It's a command. Help us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day in Jesus' name.